Gorgeous Entrepreneurs on Radio Gorgeous. Hi, I'm really excited because I'm at a local meeting of an Athena network, but I'm really excited because I've found the founder and the CEO. She's come along to talk about their 10-year anniversary. I'm here with Jacqueline Rogers. Hello, Jacqueline. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
This is really exciting. You founded Athena Network 10 years ago. Can you tell us why and how?
I founded it out of pure frustration. I was a corporate girl and in the very great position of being able to volunteer for redundancy. So I set up my own business. It had been a plan for a long while, working with business coaches, and they suggested that what I did was I started networking, and I'd never done it before, which is crazy, bearing in mind I'd had this corporate career that I hadn't actually gone out and done any networking myself. But we were getting business by referrals, but to do it formally. So I was going to all of these networking events and not enjoying myself and reporting back to my business mentor or my business coach and saying it's not working for me, enjoying it.
Can you tell me what was wrong with them? What was different about Athena then? That was the point.
It was because I didn't know what to do. So I was going to the events and I was just feeling really frustrated when I came home because I hadn't achieved anything, because I thought that networking was about going and meeting people and getting a customer straight away. And actually that's not what networking's about at all. It's about building the relationship. So I had a very savvy business coach, and one day I was whining on the phone to him and I said, if it was my organisation, this is what I would do. And he listened to my list of, I would train people how to network properly, I would make sure that they were prepared before the event, I'd make sure that they were welcome, that every step of the way that they would actually feel that they were having an experience. It wasn't just turn up, show up, try and get a couple of clients and go. So he was very quiet and he said, look, with the skills and resources you've got, do it. And so that was it. It was kind of like a challenge. I'm making it sound like it was really easy and it happened overnight. That wasn't quite the case. And originally I did set up with another lady who had the networking now. So she understood networking. I understood training and I understood setting up businesses because that's what I'd been doing and supporting clients in. So yeah, it was born out of pure frustration and not finding what I wanted.
That's usually how businesses start, if you think about it. That's usually the model, isn't it, that you can't find it. But tell me, is it just for women then?
It is just for women, yeah.
Why did you do that?
In the main, it was because of the times of the meeting. It was unlikely that men were going to want to be coming along to a meeting at lunchtime.
So why did you choose lunchtime in the week?
Because it suited me. Isn't that why we do everything? It's all about me, of course, yeah. Josephine. And it was like, what do I want? What am I looking for? And I'm an early bird, but my early morning time is creative, it's meditation, it's doing exercise, it's journaling, it's my time. And the thought of throwing myself into a network, and I did do it and I didn't enjoy it, but the thought of throwing myself into a networking event early in the morning, and it just jarred me. You know, I'm an introvert at heart, so to do things like that really unsettled me. So it was like, well, what would be the ideal? And lunchtime for me was the ideal. And it was the kind of thing I used to do with my clients before when I wanted to build a relationship with them. Let me take you to lunch. So I'd find out more about them. So for me, it would just seem really sensible. And then researching the market, finding out what was going on. Men were not up for it. I'm going to be honest and say that we've since attempted to launch something for men. And they're just not up for it. They are not up for an event at lunchtime. They weren't even up for an event sort of croissant time, 10 to 11. Yeah, there was no interest in it at all.
So your instincts were right. I'm going to set out something that I want and I need. Keep your mind fit. Listen to Radio Gorgeous. So tell me how it's benefited you personally.
Well, as a business owner, it's benefited me enormously. So I'm a trainer and I'm a coach and I still run that business. And I also, I'm an internet marketer as well. So I do things that are very isolated. So for a couple of reasons, coming and meeting all of the ladies as as if I were a member, for example, means that I get the opportunity to get out the house, get dressed, start, but also to be stimulated and inspired and motivated by the women who are around me. And I've come up with more ideas because I'm going out there and I'm meeting these business women than I would if I sat at home in splendid isolation, not really, because we don't know the label of the jar we're in. You know, we can't see that. I only know what I know. So by going out and connecting with others, I've become bigger, broader, wider, and more inspired. And from another perspective, as a business owner, also finding great suppliers. So for me personally, the majority of my networking, about 80% of it, is finding suppliers for the Athena Network and how we can support our members and how we can support our regional directors
Can you tell me how big it is?
Currently, we've 2,500-ish members nationally. We have 32 regional directors who are franchisees. So they're ladies who have invested in the business and they're creating their own Athena Network groups. And we also have a group in Singapore as well. So Gina Romero was our operations director, and very fortuitous that her husband was given a posting to Singapore. And it just seemed like a brilliant time to set up in Singapore.
So, darling, do you have to go out to Singapore occasionally?
I do have to go out to Singapore. I know it's a blow, but I think somebody has to go and support Gina. So, yes, I do. So, look, I wish I could say that that was all part of our strategic planning. It really wasn't. But that's what I love.
It's evolved.
It's evolved. Yeah, and that's what I love.
That's very female, isn't it?
Yes. That women are 10 years. And I look back, and I know many of the ladies who've been with us for 10 years. And their businesses have just really evolved and changed, and some of them are not even running the same business anymore. They've been inspired to do something else. Oh. Some of them have left a corporate position because they joined us in a corporate role, and they've seen the entrepreneurs around the table and gone, actually, I want some of that. You know, so they've had the courage to resign from their current position and actually set up a business.
So you could say it gives you courage, inspiration, creative ideas, support network, all those things.
Yes, yeah.
Now, do you have to have a business, or could you come and say, I've got an idea for a business?
We've had that, haven't we, Jo? Yeah, we've had a couple of ladies. Well, I say a couple. We probably have more than a couple of ladies come and say, I just want to be there. They hear the buzz and they just want to be here. And as a result of that, they have launched their own businesses as well. Yeah.
And then also you could be at a dead end in a business thinking, oh, should I, shouldn't I keep it on? And, you know, and so coming to these can always, as you say, expand your mind and the way you look at things.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important time to come to a networking event, whether it's ours or somebody else's, where you, if you feel like you're going to give up, get out and meet people. As I say, working in splendid isolation doesn't benefit anybody.
I know, because I work from home.
Yeah.
And whenever I go out, I always, I get more out from going out than I do sitting at home.
Yeah. I'll be honest, there were days when, you know, I get up and I think, oh, gosh, I've got that meeting in the diary. It means I need to get dressed up and go, and I've got so much to do. I see the pile. Yeah. But actually, when I go out and I go to the meeting, I come back, and what would have taken me 2 hours, I can do in half an hour, because I feel like I've just sucked on rocket fuel or something.
Yeah. And also you don't do things like look up some sort of jacket on the internet, or, you know, you don't get diverted, you know, you can easily, I'll do 20 tweets or something, you know.
That's so true. I've lost more hours of my life by trying to create something in splendid isolation and getting distracted than I have if I actually come to a meeting. So that's the distinction.
Fantastic. Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah. So how do people get hold of the Athena Network? And is it only, you say it's in Singapore. Is it all around the UK then? Are we talking, you know, Wales and Scotland as well?
It's as far as, currently, it's as far as Rugby and as far as the South Coast. We have new groups that are launching in the Dorset area. In the next couple of months, and we are looking for female entrepreneurs who would like to expand further north of Rugby, taking us into Scotland and Wales, and we'd love to be in Ireland as well.
Well, I think coming onto Radio Gorgeous, it's going to happen to you.
I know. Can I just say, I love the name of your radio show.
Well, that's the idea. It attracts people in.
Exactly. Yeah. Love being on Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So, Jackie, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. I'm now going to talk to Joanne. Hi, Joanne. So tell me your exact title.
Yes, so I'm a regional director for the West London area of the Athena Network.
What does that mean?
What it means is that I'm responsible for the West London territory, and I run four groups. So my groups are in Shepherd's Bush, which is where we are today, Barnes, Chiswick and Ealing. And so I'm responsible for running a monthly meeting for local entrepreneurs and to provide training and all the fantastic inspiration and support Jacqueline's been talking about.
Now, how did you get involved, hear about it, and get the job?
So I first heard about it actually as a member. I had just set up my yoga business, and when you start a business, so often people say you need to get out and network. So I looked for a local network in Ealing, which is where I'm based, and came across the Athena Network, went along, came into the room. My garden designer, who designed my garden the year before, was there. Thought, I'm obviously in the right place. I already know somebody here. So I was actually a member for 3 years of my own local network.
And that benefited you?
That benefited me massively. My first year of business, 85% of my business came through recommendations from Athena. So I was very quickly a raving fan, actually. And also I benefited from being asked to be on the committee very early. So I think I was on the committee within the year. And so our committees help us run the events. They help give the local colour for that particular group. What's different about Shepherd's Bush from Barnes, from Ealing, etc. And actually, that allowed me to feel like a businesswoman really early in being a businesswoman. You know, I worked in a charity before that. I knew nothing about business. So I'd been a member for 3 years, and we came to the point where we just found out that my husband was at risk of being made redundant. I was looking around for another way to earn more income. And one of the other regional directors was selling their region. And so when they emailed around to us all saying, actually, we're selling this region, are you interested? I thought, yes, this has worked very well for me. It's a part-time business. I can fit in it around the yoga studio. So that's how I came to do what I do.
So it really is, one can come to it and attend it and just get business.
Yes.
But then you can actually... Are you making money out of it then?
Yes, it is a business. And it's one of the things I like the most about the Athena model is that I tell my members, you can rely on me to make sure that we do a really good job for you because it's a business to me. So it's not just an opportunity for me to gather a group of wonderful women together. I was actually doing that before I was a regional director. But I've invested in this business, so it's really important to me that it works. And I think the members appreciate that. They know that I'm going to make decisions that...
Yeah, tell me your responsibilities and how do you choose the location? Like today, we're in this really fabulous pub, really glamorous, called The Bull in Westfield. How do you decide things like that? How do you get marketing? How do you attract people? Tell me.
Well, so the best way to get people is word of mouth, for sure. So I do network myself. But I use the networks of these wonderful women who are here because each person who joins probably knows another 20, 30 business women at least, if not more. So we also spread out that way. So, you know, somebody enjoys it and invites a visitor and so on. So that's one way to just get out there. Also, local magazines, radio stations like yourself, I mean, that's perfect. I've been looking for ages for a local radio station to connect with, so that's absolutely brilliant to have made that connection. And then I think it's social media is fantastic, actually. We have a great Twitter presence that's at Athena W London for us, and that's been a brilliant way to build relationships. So you're finding out about the person and about what they would look for from a networking event before they even arrive. And then that makes it easier to do a good job when they're here because you already know what sorts of businesses they're interested in meeting. And you can introduce them when they arrive. When a visitor arrives, you can say, okay, let's say it's somebody from a property business. Let me introduce you to the other property businesses in the room. That sort of thing.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous. So how many people are normally at a lunch?
We have between 20 and 25 people. As an average, really. I think 25 is a good maximum. It gets quite difficult to run the agenda in the way that we do with more than 25 because we've got it very structured and very carefully thought through.
Yes, I've seen that. It's nearly like a minute, well, not a minute by minute guide, but sort of it is planned out. Also, people, they will stand up today and talk for a minute, won't they? Was that your idea, Jackie?
It's actually fairly typical of networking. So in the networking industry, organisations do encourage that. And it's known as an elevator pitch. What we call it is a monthly minute. So what Joanna was explaining there was every one of the ladies who are coming to the meeting are always prepared for their monthly minute. So that's one of the other differences that make a difference. We teach people how to do that monthly minute. And if we've got visitors coming...
Training. What sort of training do you offer them?
We offer networking strategy masterclasses, and they're available for all of our members, which means that they can learn really the A to Z of how to network. We offer training within our meetings as well. So you'll experience two trainings today, networking strategy training, hints and tips for networking that you can utilise at the Athena Network and any other networking event you go to, including social events.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about, I mean, I often go to parties, I think, oh, I'm going to stuff a load of cards in my bag, but I just sort of, and so you can kind of learn strategies.
Yes, you can. And we do encourage our ladies to be implementing the strategies that we teach them everywhere. As I say, including their social events.
Even your local shop, you end up chatting to somebody.
Of course, of course. You see, this is the other thing about women, isn't it, Jo? Mm. That women are networking all the time. They're doing it so naturally. Yeah. And we say this in our networking strategy masterclass. It's like, who here thinks they haven't networked? And then, and the ones who put their hand up and say, tell us the last time you actually recommended a friend, go to a hairdresser, use a beautician, listen to a particular radio show, anything like that. Women just do it. If we say, wow, that's an amazing jacket. We don't even have to say, where do you get it from? Women just go, I got it from.
Actually, it's from Wild Swans in Chiswick.
It is beautiful, and I say it genuinely because I've been actually in awe of it. It's very glamorous and, very gorgeous, actually.
Glamorous, but also it can be casual as well, you see.
I love that's it, jeans, and it can be dressed up, dressed down. It's really, really beautiful.
It's exciting.
Well, see, you go, there we're networking. That's networking. So now we're talking about things like where do you go shopping.
And that's my favourite road, Devonshire Road. I love that
I love Devonshire Road as well. I've had quite a few outfits from down there. Fabulous.
So are you local to West London?
No, I'm not. I'm a northern girl. I'm from the northwest. Relocated to Watford several years ago when the network was first launched. Typically because it was easy for motorways with the career that I had then. So it's kind of like, why do you live somewhere? Not necessarily because I like it, because it was on top of motorways. But do you know what? I've grown to love it. It was convenience at first, and now it's our home. So, we love it there.
Brilliant. Mm. Oh, well, thank you so much. And I'm really excited about the day because I'm wondering what skills I'm going to learn. I always want more. But can I just ask quickly, what sort of person? Because some people might be listening to it and thinking, I don't know whether it's me, I mean, what sort of person comes to Athena Network meeting?
So I'm looking for somebody who's interested in growing in some way. So it might mean growing their business, so they might be looking for referrals, but it might be growing their skills, it might be growing their network so that they've got more distributors, more suppliers, but growth is really critical. We need a growth mindset for women who come here and who are interested to try something new, because they're going to be exposed to so many new ideas and so many new people and so many new skills, and they have to have an interest in that.
So why will they feel safe? Because obviously it's nerve-wracking. How do you make people feel kind of relaxed?
That for me is the best thing about how much work we put into preparing people in advance. So in my region, my PA normally speaks to each visitor twice before they turn up. So once to find out what they're looking for, then we send them all the preparation materials, a guide to how to prepare their 1 minute, etc. Then she rings them again to say, have you got everything you need? Just confirming you know where you're coming and so on. Then I'm here on the meetings themselves, and actually when I greet people I do the same thing. I ask, you're expecting to speak for a minute and so on, and then Lisa calls them again afterwards. So there's actually quite a lot of just gentle hand-holding as much as people want it.
That's wonderful. Well, I can't wait. It's all going to happen in a minute. So thank you so much for coming onto Radio Gorgeous.
Thanks, Josephine. It's been a pleasure.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com. Get in contact with us. Contact us on info@RadioGorgeous.com. And to sign up for our shows to come once a week into your inbox. Who can think of anything better, darling?
jokes in a week, I bet you think you're pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You kill yourself for recognition, you kill yourself to never ever stop. You broke another mirror, you're turning into something you are not. Don't leave me high. You will be the one who cannot talk. Though your insides fall to pieces, you just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who hate you when you think you've got the world all set. Spit at you, you will be the one screaming out. Don't leave me high. Don't leave me dry. Don't leave me high. Don't leave me dry.
Yeah.